Excuse me. I'd like to remind all participants this conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thank you very much, Kelly. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the Cross-Constituency Working Group call on the 20th of September. And on the call, we have Chuck Gomes, John Murat, and Mikey O'Connor. And for staff, we have Julie Headland, Mary Wong, and myself, Glenn de Saint-Jacques. We have apologies from Jonathan Robinson and from Alan Greenberg. And I think that is all the apologies that we have. Julie?
Thank you, Glenn. This is Julie Headland. That is all the apologies. And I see that we're still waiting for Mikey O'Connor to get... Yep, he is in,
he says. He's in.
Wonderful.
Fine.
Welcome, everyone. This is Julie Headland, and I want to thank Mary Wong for all the work she did to set this call up. I guess the first thing that I would ask the participants of this call and also point out is that we did indeed reach out to all of the original cross-community working group members, of which there were 13. Now there are 12 since Mary Wong has now joined staff, but she was part of the original group. And we have on this call today three people. So I would like to ask you, Chuck, John, and Mikey, and I see Mikey already has his hand up, how would you all like to proceed with this particular call and in general? Mikey.
Thanks, Julie. I'm sorry I was so difficult to get on the call. My recollection of the end of the group that was working before was that we were really down to a very small group. Jamie was on there. Jamie's now not very active in ICANN. Jonathan's got a conflict. So, you know, I was actually a little startled to hear that it was actually 12 people on the working group, because certainly at the end it was much smaller in terms of the number of people working on it. So depending on what you hope to get accomplished today, I think we'd probably be fine with just a few people. I'd be willing to proceed.
Thank you, Mikey. John? Burrard?
Yeah, so I've got all these empty glass bottles, 5-gallon containers of gasoline, old rags and matches here. And I'm thinking that what I might like to recommend is that we issue a report to the community saying that clearly there is no appetite for this. Based upon a lack of participation, which has been persistent, it's clear that ICANN community has no interest in cross-community working groups. I would be willing to post that publicly and see what happens.
Thank you, John. And Chuck, I see your hand is up.
Thanks. I'm not ready to concede that yet, John. It may be right, and certainly it's not going to work if there isn't broader representation. I don't think it has to be a big group, but we need to have certainly the CCNSO and GNSO represented, and within the GNSO we need to have certainly both houses represented, hopefully a little bit better than that. I personally think that this is really an essential issue. Now, if we can't get at least minimal representation from the CCNSO and the GNSO, then it probably won't work. Okay, and then I'd be willing to concede what John's suggesting. I think it's been so long since we dealt with it, and since I'm sure there was broader outreach than just the message to those of us that participated before, but the reality of the matter is people are so busy right now, with, as you see, which is probably always the case, but certainly the new GTLD stuff is just absorbing huge amounts of some people's time. So I think before we, I mean, let me back up a step here. My understanding was this meeting was just a meeting to kind of put our heads together since we haven't met in a long time. I see the DT with the name, a drafting team, but I don't think we're drafting anything, are we? Or are we? Well, am I missing something there?
So this is, I see that Mary has her hand up, so maybe I'll defer to Mary, and also Mikey has his hand up. So, but there is the issue of the CCNSO letter on the table and how the GNSO should respond to that. So conceivably this group could come up with a response, and that might be something that is a draft that they draft.
This is Chuck again. Thanks. And by the way, I think that the CCNSO's response was easily predictable. Having been one that kind of pushed for us to start working on the across community working group principle, I didn't think that we went a smart direction in the GNSO when we decided to do our own thing first and then bring the CCNSO in. And I expressed that then. The GNSO council decided differently. That's fine. But it was predictable that, you know, we decided to draft our own thing and then send it to them and get their reaction. And so their reaction was easily predictable. I don't see that as a problem, though. But we have to have representation from both CCNSO and GNSO in any sort of working group that is formed to work on this. Otherwise, it won't work. And I think that was our mistake. First time around, we did a GNSO thing first, and then we brought the CCNSO in. And I'll stop there.
Thanks, Chuck. Mary, and then Mikey.
Thanks, Julie, and thanks, Chuck and John and everyone. Let me just pick up on a couple of the things that Chuck and John said. I think, first of all, Chuck, on the DT issue, I guess this was formed as a DT, I mean, under the circumstances that you've described, to create this set of draft principles, which were then sent for comment to the other SOs and ACs. It may also have been, and Glenn or Julie may recall better than I can, that perhaps invitation to participate in the DT itself may or may not have been to other groups. I think there is representation from ALAC, for example, on this DT. I'm not necessarily sure that, John, this either the level of attendance here or anything else demonstrates the lack of interest in the community as a whole. I think, first of all, we have a CCNSO response that I think this team, either currently constituted or reconstituted, will have to come up with some sort of short report on. It may well be that this DT might end up recommending to the GNSO Council, since it's convened by the GNSO Council, that this is it, we don't do anything, we thank the CCNSO for their comments. If, and taking up what Chuck said, if we do want to move forward with this, if enough people in the community believe this is important, then maybe there really should be a cross-community working group of sorts that could take this as the starting point. I mean, that's totally open to this group to recommend. I think the intention of starting this up again, and I think we all acknowledge that this work was done well over a year ago, and that may partly explain the lack of responsiveness, really is to just figure out what next steps this DT wants to recommend back to the GNSO Council. And given how long this has taken, that maybe if this can be done within the next couple of months, perhaps, say, setting Buenos Aires as the delivery date, then the next steps can then be put into place at that point in time. And again, you know, there are things that the DT can also do. Close up the work right away and now, for example, go on with the work as this DT, go on with this work as a reconstituted DT with a new call for participants, or simply have the group that's interested work on what we have now with a set of recommendations back to the council. So that's both, I guess, some background as well as the intent for this call right now.
Thank you, Mary. Mikey?
Thanks, Julie. It's Mikey. I'm sort of, you know, John, I love your gasoline, but I think this particular one's one that, why don't you put that back in the closet for a little while? I'm reading the note that Mary sent out. It says, dear members of the drafting team, well, right off the bat, that's basically me, Chuck, and Jonathan. You know, Jamie's gone, nobody else. But, you know, by the end of the drafting team, it was down to a pretty small group. And so when I read that, I knew that we were going to have a really small gang on this call. So I don't think there's any information to be gained from the fact that this call is small. You know, if we had done a community-wide announcement of, you know, we're starting up again and here's the work plan and so on and so forth, yeah, then fine. But, you know, this wasn't billed as that. So I'm going to be a little less diplomatic than Chuck and just say, look, that I think that's out of line at this stage of the game. I think Mary's got the right set of choices. We as the drafting team could go a bunch of different directions, and it would be useful, I think, to have a bit of discussion about that. So I think what I'd like to do is sort of hew to the letter that Mary sent, which is, yeah, I think it's timely for the DT to reconvene, review their feedback, propose some next steps to the council. That seems like a good agenda to me.
Thank you, Mikey. Chuck?
Okay, so I'm going to make a recommendation, and we have a small enough group here that we should be able to decide one way or other on this, and since we're the one we're the ones on the call, we have the power, I guess, at least to make a recommendation. My recommendation is that we first of all, forget about the previous drafting team, and that we recommend that the GNSO reach out to the CCNSO and suggest forming a new drafting team to come up with some recommendations for a way forward. Now, first of all, that'll give us a test of whether there's enough interest in the CCNSO to work with us on this. And if there's not, you know, it's not going to work. Like I think I said before, we're going to have cross-community working groups. And the CCNSO have their procedures. We have ours. We really need to, and I don't think it's terribly complicated, to come up with some procedures for cross-community working groups that respect each of the two SOs that are primarily going to be involved. And, of course, the ALAC will be involved with us, too. We know that. But I would just say that I'm talking about this group right here, since we're the ones on, that we recommend the GNSO Council simply reach out to, so Jonathan can reach out to the CCNSO and basically just say, hey, okay, we've talked about this for a long time. Nothing's been done. We'd like to get a few volunteers from the CCNSO. We'll provide some volunteers from the GNSO to come up with some recommendations for both of our SOs and the ALAC to consider for a plan going forward. I think eventually we got to get to this, and the longer we put it off, the longer it will be before we can take advantage of some general principles for such groups.
Thank you, Chuck. This is Julie Hedlund. Just one thing I would mention is certainly, you know, we've got, you know, the comments we received from the CCNSO, and you mentioned ALAC as well, and ALAC was, you know, part of the original group. I know that Alan Greenberg wanted to be on this call but could not. But I think that, you know, when we were after these principles were drafted, you know, we did reach out to all of the SOs and ACs and asked for comments on them, and it was only the CCNSO that sent comments, which is what we have here. But just to note that of the other
SOs and ACs that have been involved in cross-community working groups. The ESSAC has been involved in two of those, the International Registration Data, Internationalized Registration Data Working Group, and then also the DSSA Working Group, DNS Security and Stability Analysis Working Group. So I think that's a wonderful idea, and I see Mikey has his hand up, you know, to reach out to CCNSO, but also expand it to the other SOs and ACs. It's entirely possible someone from the ESSAC, for instance, would be interested in participating because I think based on their participation in previous groups, I think they would be quite interested in, you know, in participating and developing some principles, even though they had not, you know, offered any comments up to the original GNSO principles. Yes, and thanks, Chuck. JIG is also a cross-community working group. And I see that I jumped the queue and didn't raise my hand before speaking. I apologize for that. And, Mikey, over to you.
Oh, no worries, Julie. You said a lot of what I was going to say. I like Chuck's idea a lot. I think, you know, we just sort of, you know, hit the restart button. I would tend to reach out to, you know, everybody, ELAC, ESSAC, even the GAC, if we could figure out a way. I know it's trickier for them, but and in the case of the DSSA, we also had the NRO in there. And I'm a customer of this because, you know, as the GNSO co-chair of the DSSA working group, but effectively the chair of the whole thing, it was really helpful to have a very carefully written charter. I'm sort of buttering up Chuck because he had a lot to do with that. But it would be nice to have some of these things ironed out so that future drafters of cross-constituency charters would have a bit of a framework to work in. And certainly the CCNSO participation in the DSSA, you know, Bart Boswinkle, I can't even say his last name, on is the staff side, and then Jörg Schweiger is the CCNSO co-chair, was very enthusiastic, and so I would also agree that everybody's really busy. You know, this wasn't. I really want to amplify that. No, I don't think it's for lack of interest. It's for lack of lots of other things. So I'd ride along with Chuck and also with Julie in extending the reach. I'd be a little uncomfortable in us doing this. The agenda sort of startled me because we are pretty thin to be a working, you know, a drafting team. But I really like Chuck's idea.
Thanks, Mikey. Mary?
Thanks, Julie. And thanks, Chuck, and thanks, Mikey. It sounds like folks on this call, at least, who I think, as has been noted, were also probably the more active members of the original drafting team, have put upon a way forward, and we can tell a bit about how mechanically you want to approach that. I guess, Mikey, just to complete the loop on an earlier thought, I looked at the updated mailing list, and unfortunately we haven't updated on the wiki, but there's about, and Glenn can correct me if I'm wrong, I believe there's 10 or so, and I think Julie, you mentioned 12 members that are GNSO participants who are on this drafting team, but for various reasons, obviously they are not participating on this call. That said, I guess what we could do is staff could do a summary of the recommendation that you guys are talking about today, send it out to the DT, such as it is, for any sort of feedback, and then obviously forward the same message to Johnson and the GNSO Council. I guess one question I would have for you folks is, you know, this is one DT that doesn't have a chair. So who should those communications come from, and especially if, as may happen, this group could then be tasked with writing up the invitations for the reconvened, truly cross-community drafting team. Does anybody have any thoughts on that?
This is Chuck. Can I nominate John right now?
Second. This is Mikey. Let me second that nomination.
Dave, I couldn't unmute fast enough.
We win. You're it. Besides, you're the only guy on the council. Jeez, tough bounce, man.
And I'm not really trying to put you on the spot, John, but I couldn't resist that.
No, I appreciate it. The only reason I'm involved in this silly thing is that I think it's important. I'm dealing with some personal frustration that it doesn't rise to the level of, you know, actionable on other people's agenda. But I'm more than happy to be the hod carrier on this.
Thank you.
Way to go.
Thanks, John. This is Mary. And I should add that the reason why the CT doesn't have a chair. What? Let's say that the reason why this DT is chairless at the moment, and this goes back to how long ago the work that was done for these draft principles, was that Jonathan was the chair at the time, and having become chair of the council, he's no longer chair of this drafting team. So if, John, you're willing to take it on, that would be terrific.
Sure. So, you know, do I want to put a motion forward for the next council meeting, which is the 10th of October?
I think that would be good. I mean, it may take a little while to get a group formed, you know, inviting new people, inviting old people, et cetera, and the CCNSO, and we may ultimately want to have a maybe even a co-chair situation with somebody from the CCNSO as well, if they're open to that. But I think doing something like that, like a motion, John, would be at least get it moving. And it'll take a while to get a response from the CCNSO and other SOs or ACs. I think we'll, you know, likely end up with mostly ALAC, GNSO, and CCNSO.
Sure. So if I can get the help of the staff to write the thing, and if I can get the help of everybody on the call right now, what is it you want to ask for in the motion? We want to express the interest in reinvigorating the effort, and we want to extend an invitation to every member of the community. What do we want to say to get the thing rolling again?
Well, this is Chuck, and I'm thinking about that right now, as you've asked. We're going to need if a working group, a cross community working group, is formed to deal with this issue, which is kind of what we need, right? Do we need a charter? I mean, should we form a group to develop a charter, or is that premature?
Well, maybe that's the focus of the motion.
That's what I'm asking. You know.
Sure. That'll be. I think that's a reasonable first step. It shows a certain level of seriousness, sticking to the rules of the road, as an opportunity to encourage a vice chair or from outside the GNSO.
John, this is Mikey.
Yeah.
I'm looking on the screen, and that paragraph right under framework for analysis seems like kind of justification.
Right.
And, you know, so I think there's some material in here that could be stolen to sort of puff up that memo a little bit, or the motion a little bit. But I think you're on the right track, and I agree that it would be great to get a chartering drafting team put together for the subsequent work. I think that's the right track.
Thanks, Mikey. Thanks, John. And I note that Mary has her hand up.
Yes, I do. And I think this is a good way forward, I guess. And John's staff will obviously be happy to work with you to craft the language for the motion that the group can then look over with all these different subtopics. I think one thing I would add is probably pretty odd, but it is, you know, thanking the CCNSO for its response to the original draft principles. The other point is with respect to Chuck's question about the charter and the working group and what is it and so forth. If there's a charter for this new working group, the charter will have to be approved by each of the SOs and ACs that take part, right? I mean, i.e., the GNSO will have to approve the charter as well as the CCNSO and ALAC and whoever else SAC that's involved. So that may determine not just the language of the motion, but the process by which we go about convening the working group. So, for example, an invitation for each SOAC to send participants to the working group, but would that be also a drafting team for a charter for the working group that then goes back to the respective SOs and ACs? I guess that's a question that I don't immediately know the answer to, and I think maybe we should sort that out before ending this call.
Thank you, Mary. And I see, Chuck, you have your hand up.
Sure. And Mary, I think you're right. In fact, I don't know that we need to debate it. I think it will have to be approved by certainly the two SOs, and I don't have any problem with the ALAC approving it too, but it's primarily the two SOs in the name industry that probably are impacted by this, although certainly the SAC, is, like you said, it often comes into play. I don't know if this is part of the motion or what, but I think we need to avoid what happened before, the GNSO kind of doing something and then bringing in the CCNSO after the fact. So it's probably helpful to think in terms of a co-chair situation with someone from the GNSO and SO going forward. And I think suggesting that to the CCNSO right up front kind of gives them equal footing, I think. I think that's important. With regard to the CCNSO response, as well as the original principles that the GNSO came up with, I don't know that the GNSO needs to, I mean, it's good to thank the CCNSO for the response, but really the CCNSO response, as well as the principles that the GNSO developed, just become building materials for the charter and ultimately for the work of the group. And I don't think we have to resolve any issues, but rather the two documents become elements for the charter and the working group itself, if and when it's formed, would be able to build on the points that were made, which I think in both cases have a lot of good material.
Right. This is Mary again. Thanks, Chuck. So what I was thinking about was basically just the usual one line resolved in a GNSO motion, thanking the CCNSO for its feedback to the original principles. Probably somewhere in the whereas clauses, we would capture exactly what you just said about these principles and the feedback responses forming the backdrop and the background documents. I might also suggest that with respect to the invitation, that one thing we could consider is maybe not using terminology like drafting team, capital D, capital T, or working group, capital W, capital G, in the GNSO context, because what I'm told is that these words either don't have the same meaning or don't have any specific meaning outside of the GNSO. So in other words, we could have an invitation for participants for this group that should be formed, small g, and we could also obviously invite the CCNSO to appoint a co-chair of the group as well.
Thank you, Mary. And I see that Chuck has done a check mark to what you just said. Does anyone else see Chuck has his hand up? Chuck, please go ahead.
Sorry for raising it so many times. But I wonder also, do you think that it would be a good idea, and this wouldn't be a part of the motion, but or it, I don't think it has to be. We can talk about that. Should we suggest that Jonathan reach out to the chair of the CCNSO just to tell him what we're thinking and give him a heads up and that we're going to, you know, considering having a passing a motion to formally do this, but just from a protocol point of view, I think that might be good for Jonathan to do before it ever becomes a motion and is acted on by the GNSO.
Thank you, Chuck. John?
Yeah, Chuck, that's a good idea. Byron Holland from Canada is now the chair of the council. He just chaired his first meeting a couple weeks ago. I serve as the liaison for the CCNSO. So the fact that I would be the chair offered up by the GNSO might be meaningful. And I would suggest that the motion that we draft draw heavily on the considerations that the CCNSO made in their letter, focusing specifically on the need to accommodate the experiences from each SO's past participation, appreciation for where the current policies and practices align, and a focus on paying close attention to where they don't and could. I think we could make effective use of the CCNSO's letter in drafting this motion that would reinvigorate, at least that would be our goal, reinvigorate the discussion about cross-community working groups.
This is Julie Hedlund. Thank you, John. And I see Mary has her hand up. Mary?
Yep. I think I'm rivaling Chuck in the number of times I'm putting my hand up in this call. That sounds really good. So I just wanted to, I guess, bring us to this point where, John, staff will work with you over the next few days to get language for the motion, which, like I previously said, we can circulate to the group, noting that the deadline for motions for the next council meeting is Monday the 30th of September, so we would want to get all that stuff done by sometime next week. Secondly, I know Jonathan's been personally somewhat concerned about what we're going to do next on this overall issue. So my plan is to touch base with him, if not today, given the time in the UK now, certainly Monday or Tuesday, to let him know, Chuck, exactly what you said. Give him a bit of a heads up and maybe have him reach out informally to Byron, which, John, you can do as well.
Yeah, that's fine. Byron's a pretty easygoing fellow. And it strikes me that there are enough reasons for people to see the value of creating a set of policies, practices, and procedures around cross-community working groups. It makes too much sense to ignore.
Rest in peace, Gasoline.
No, it's here. It's at the ready. Don't worry about that.
Thank you, John. You still have your hand up. Did you have something you wanted to add?
No, I'm just trying to balance out the number of times I've had my hand up with Mary and Chuck. I'm sorry. All right.
John, if you take it down and raise it again, you can't count it multiple times just because you left it up a long time.
Yeah, I'm counting.
Yeah, I am too. I've got a ticker here, so, you know.
Oh, look at that, 48. It's going like crazy. It's up to 113.
There we go. Good.
I think he's the winner. And new champion, John Berard. Way to go, John.
All right. So what are we doing this afternoon?
Well, it seems like the ball's sort of in yours and Mary's court, right?
Okay.
Get a draft motion out. Sounds like that motion could go together pretty fast, and I think it would be great if we could get it done in time for the 30th deadline. If you guys got one out in the next few days, we, you know, this group.
I'm going to check you on that. Could you get one out today? And we could review it?
Well,
I couldn't get it out today. Mary, maybe you and I get it out Monday or Tuesday.
This is Mary. I think Monday's more realistic. The deadline for motions is Monday the 30th, so not this coming Monday, but the Monday following. So if John and I got some out to folks by hopefully Monday, but say Tuesday at the latest to this drafting team, assuming people have a couple days to give feedback, not that we expect anything other than feedback from you guys that will be very helpful, we can certainly get it in by Monday. It's my expectation. That sound okay to you, John?
It's fine with me. So do you want to do the first draft and then I can respond?
Yep. So let me do this. I will do something over the weekend and send it to you, John, Monday, and you can edit it and let me know. And once we're both okay with it, then either you or I can send it to the mailing list, like I said, hopefully by Tuesday. And in the meantime, I'll ping Jonathan sometime on Monday to let him know what we talked about today.
And this is Julie Headland. I see Mikey has his hand up. Mikey?
Oh, yeah, this is just a drafting note. I think if you go back in the transcript about 10 or 15 minutes ago, John almost rattled it off as he spoke. I think that this is pretty straightforward to draft. I think that might have been why Chuck was saying maybe we can just do it now. But anyway, I would certainly think that Monday for a draft would be a good target.
Yeah, this is Mary. I think Chuck just wants me to look at this as well as the IGO report all at the same time before it goes up for public comment, right, Chuck?
That's correct. And could you look at some stuff on the policy and implementation things, too, over the weekend?
Oh, and by the way, I've got something on name collision.
You ask, Mary.
I know who I'm asking, too. Seriously, I guess I could otherwise have done it today, but I'm actually at a conference, so I don't want to overpromise and underdeliver. But Monday is certainly definitely doable.
Good.
That's great.
All right, I've got to drop off just now. I apologize, setting a bad example.
That's all right. I do, too. So I think we're done, aren't we?
Yeah, I think so. Great work.
All right, Mary, I'll talk to you over the weekend or on Monday.
Thank you, everyone. This is Julie Headland.
Sounds good. Thanks
for joining. Thank you, Mary, for all your hard work and for offering to help out. And have a nice weekend, everyone.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, all. Bye-bye.
Thanks, all.